This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao faces a disciplinary hearing today. He was fired as chancellor in late December for making pornographic videos and posting them online. Now Gao is fighting to save his job as a communications professor. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Summer in Wisconsin means county fairs. This year, cattle need to be tested and cleared for bird flu before being shown. Bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in other states, but so far, not Wisconsin. Public health officials say it's an opportunity for farmers to sharpen their safety practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Duluth saw some dangerous road conditions on Tuesday night thanks to some severe storms. According to a Northern News Now report, flash floods plagued the roads around the city, with multiple being reported completely underwater. Those flooded roads included the northbound lanes of the I-35 tunnel and one lane of Garfield Avenue, forcing authorities to shut down the roads and divert traffic. Officials also reported flooding on 9th Avenue East and 4th Street on Duluth's hillside due to the storms. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office has announced the 19-year-old who went missing on Friday has been found safe. Gunnar Hess was reported missing earlier this week after telling his family he was going kayaking on Friday, but nobody had heard from him come Monday and authorities put out a call for help. On Tuesday, Hess was found safe by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wardens in St. Croix Falls. Law enforcement authorities did not share the reason that Hess had gone missing. The 2024-2025 school year budget for Duluth Public Schools was approved on Wednesday night. According to a WDIO report, the school's budget is being reduced from previous years after a pair of failed referendums and the expiration of COVID relief funding. Some of the budget reductions will affect staffing, stipends, and some of the programs typically offered to students. The last failed referendum would have given the Duluth Public School District $5.2 million each year for the next 10 years. The body of a missing Duluth man was pulled from the Pokagama River on Monday. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old Ryan Lottie was reported missing on Friday after being last seen running into the woods following a traffic stop on June 8th on Cemetery Road. Authorities began a thorough search after the traffic stop but were unable to find him. On Monday afternoon, a search party found his body in the river near Oaks Avenue. Authorities did not share the apparent cause of his death. The Duluth Police Department has identified the alleged attackers who assaulted and robbed a 75-year-old man. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred around 4 p.m. in the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center parking garage. Three minors allegedly stole the man's backpack and dealt him minor injuries during the assault. Law enforcement authorities say that while they were able to identify the attackers, they were not taken into custody right away and they have not yet found the man's backpack. St. Louis County officials held a public safety meeting on Monday to discuss the traffic situation for Lowell Elementary School in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, the school on Rice Lake Road is facing mounting criticism following a crash earlier this month that involved a school bus that was turning onto Rice Lake Road. Some suggestions shared at the meeting include making the school's parking lot bigger, staggering drop-off and pickup times to reduce traffic, or dedicating turn lanes at the entrance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents of some good health practices ahead of fair season. According to health department officials, fairs can pose a great risk for the spread of disease, particularly ones with petting zoos. Officials are reminding residents that they should wash their hands thoroughly or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after being around farm animals, stay away from animals that look sick, and wash their clothes when they get home to prevent the spread of disease. Over 1,700 East Duluth residents lost power on Tuesday morning when a dump truck hit a power line and caused a transformer to go out. According to the Duluth Police Department, the power outage affected people in the London Road and 18th Avenue East area, even shutting down some stoplights. London Road was closed to traffic from about 8 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and Minnesota Power responded to the scene to begin restoring power shortly after the crash. Police did not say if anybody was injured in the crash. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their three-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit four home runs in a game, April 1960. Against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player. And, you know.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on after some healing. IndieWire is reporting that shortly after Ian McKellen was told to break a leg, he exited stage left and fell. The 85-year-old is expected to make a full recovery because luckily there was a doctor in the house who tended to the actor. If I had worked one more theater cliche into this bit, I would have set a record. There's no business like show business. Mic drop. It appears there is still bad blood between Dancing with the Stars and former host Tom Bergeron. Bergeron was let go in 2020 after expressing his disapproval when former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer became a contestant. He said he would have disapproved if there was a Democrat cast as well. His passion for only letting apolitical people dance competitively on color television led to his firing. When Bergeron found out the producer who canned him was also let go in 2022, Tommy B tweeted, "Karma's a b-. I think the only appropriate way to settle this dispute is with a dance-off. 5, 6, 7, 8. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-o! Woody Harrelson was in a motorcycle accident recently while driving to Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, where he was to appear with Ted Danson. O'Brien addressed the bandage on Harrelson's hand. During the broadcast, Harrelson told O'Brien about his accident and said it's a good thing he wore a helmet because he flew over his handlebars and hit his head when he crashed into a Tesla. Instead of going to an actual doctor, Woody drove to the set where pretend Dr. Becker bandaged him up. Throughout the interview, listeners learned that hazing was alive and well on the set of Cheers. Danson says most of the actors were in their 30s, and young Buck Harrelson was 24 when he joined the cast. In an effort to show Harrelson the pecking order, Danson said he and his castmates tried to kick Harrelson's butt, first with physical activity, but Harrelson beat them all in basketball, leg wrestling, and arm wrestling. When they switched to more cerebral methods, Harrelson beat them at chess, too. Who would have thought a humble guy from Indiana could outsmart Hollywood actors? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
It's 60 at our studios.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.